Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
My primary complaint today needs to start with some props. First, props to Will Compton, who had a funny tweet where he asked for Pro Bowl votes for AFC linebacker. And he made it clear that he was in on the joke with the tweet. So a brilliant tweet, and he's an example of a player who gets it. And I'm not complaining about every NFL player with this complaint. But to some of these role players at best, who are tweeting fans and retweeting from their account, asking for Pro Bowl votes at NFL.com, and for the teams that will retweet anybody on their roster so they don't have to play favorites, just so they can have the good PR stance of, we have 14 players that are in the top 10 of Pro Bowl votes. It's ridiculous, and it's what's wrong with this entire system. You are the problem with the joke that has become the NFL Pro Bowl. Agents and players under the same representation and umbrella retweet these players that are, as Paul would say, scrubs, and they take away votes from true, legitimate players who deserve more than what they're receiving, like a guy like Logan Ryan. Instead, you have Curtis Riley. I don't know if he's tweeted, but guys of his ilk who are tweeting out things like, hey, vote for me for the Pro Bowl. It's ridiculous, and it's playing favorites for teams that shouldn't prop up certain players. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
It's a no self-awareness thing. Another example.
Will Compton is very self-aware.
Yes.
And he was hilarious with his tweet.
Yeah. So my primary complaint, I think almost everyone's seen it because it airs during the breaks in a lot of football games. This ridiculous Peloton commercial where a very attractive, very physically fit young woman on Christmas receives a Peloton. And she proceeds to just kill it every single day on the Peloton and do a video diary that she then presents to her husband, who gifted her the Peloton the next year. She looks like she's in a hostage video as she's being forced to ride the Peloton during the library. She looks exactly the same the next year, which was great from the previous year. Absolutely nothing had changed. So I want to say congratulations to Peloton for getting everyone crushing your commercial, which I guess is good for your business. And also congratulations to the husband for spending $2,500 on a Peloton for your wife to look exactly the same the next year.
And
that commercial I heard, even though it has no advertising, has no effect on him, I heard Paul's going to buy another one.
No. He made her happy. Look, he wins in this deal.
She did not look happy riding that Peloton.
Oh, but
she looked frightened.
But she's very happy when she's thanking him for the buck.
If they really wanted to sell Pelotons, they'd do Paul's before and after. Oh, wait a minute.
I look better after. It's just not
last
as
time
result
you were on
of
that
riding
thing. Last time you were on that thing.
3 weeks ago.
Also, that's not as bad as I would expect.
Guys, if you get your wife a Peloton for Christmas, next Christmas, don't expect a video diary of how she's progressed over the year. Expect divorce papers. That's how that's going to turn out for you. So at the game last night, Pecorino gives up a goal, and when he did exactly what he should have done. It was just a great play by Tampa Bay. The guy down to my left starts yelling, "You're old! You're an idiot! You're a moron, Pecorino!" To which I say, "And you're just drunk." And then he wants to give me a dissertation about how he's past his prime and it's over and this team is never going to make the playoffs. But if they do make the playoffs this year, they'll be out in the first round all because of Pecorino. There's a lot of things that's happened to me in my life, and I'll go ahead and tell you one thing right now is you kept looking back at me at the remainder of the game like you wanted to do something. I've never gotten my butt whooped by someone wearing a scarf and a Washington Capitals hat with his Predators jersey.
Oh, wow.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
I've never had my butt whooped by someone in a scarf. It's a great line.
Paul wasn't sure it would happen, but it did. He has a primary complaint, a legitimate one. We gave him a couple. He came up with this on his own.
No, I didn't.
He's now standing, all rise, batting fourth in the cleanup spot for primary complaint, Paul Kuharsky.
I had some help. As you know, I believe that children are our future. My primary complaint is to some of the children out there. I'd like you to listen, boys and girls. You may be old enough to know about Jolly Saint Nick. And, you know, that there might be some untruths out there about him.
I might have to hit the dumb button.
But your little brothers and sisters or some kids at your school might be at a different stage regarding Santa Claus. And I want to implore you to be a good citizen. It's beholden on you not to ruin this for other people, but to sustain it for little people. To help them believe in the magic of the holiday, that the beard is real, that the man is fat, that there's no pillow, that they're all representatives of the one true Santa Claus.
Santa Claus truthers.
That the sleigh will, in fact, land on your roof. That the man will, in fact, shimmy down your chimney. That he, in fact, got your letter or your email, as it may be these days.
Text.
Do not, no matter what you do, no matter if you, you know, are beating on the kid, not beating on the kid. Look, you can throw touchdown passes over the little kid at recess all you want.
Like Chad.
Yeah, like Chad does, Big Bad Chad.
Yeah.
Do not mess.
Kids, what's up?
Do not mess with Santa Claus. Do not mess with Santa Claus. Let it take its natural course, of which you shall have no part. And there's no exception here. If you found out things in an unfair way, you let that go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let things play out naturally. Be a good citizen. Santa Claus lives.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain.
I'm laughing so much because I'm imagining someone who doesn't have this issue is now has this issue. No. Because Paul is.
I handled it beautifully. Once David said he was hand on the dump button, I really smoothed out
Reed
the edge.
Looked at me like,
I smoothed out the edge.
He's about to ruin everything.
I don't know that we have a lot of 4-year-olds. Listen.
Oh, man. 615-737-1045, our number.
Big Chad. Big Chad.
Every afternoon you'd see him arrive. He was 6'3", about 205. Wide at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. Perfect vision with the Lowden sponsorship. Big Chad.
Big Chad. Big Chad.
Big Bad Chad.
Big Chad.
They call me Big Bad Chad.
He's Wilson County's John DeFilippo. Everyone else calls him Uncle Rico. Big Chad.
I'm out there dropping dimes every time.
He walks around without a care because he played for the Mount Juliet Bears. Big Chad.
So I'm not like throwing, you know, seeds at them and hurting their hands.
He's the neighborhood master of the 3-on-3. Ron Slay once dunked on him easily. Big Chad.
Big Chad, Big Chad,
Big Bad Chad,
Big Chad.
They call me Big Bad Chad.
Throwing touchdowns is his ultimate goal every year at the Thanksgiving Bowl, Big Chad.
And every team's going to have the kid who's trying really hard.
With a big juke move on Tiny Tim, the director then said, do we know him? Big Chad.
What do you plan on doing this ball? Do you think you're going to score?
Whatever he doesn't flash. Turn the ball over, let's not be rash. Big Chad.
We only call him that because that's what's on the back of his jersey.
Big Chad. Big Chad.
Big Bad Chad.
They call me Big Bad Chad.
Big Chad. Big Chad. Big Chad.
They call me Big Bad Chad.
I want to come out to the neighborhood and interview the children to see if anybody's actually ever called him Big Bad Chad.
Now,
if
he that would be good radio.
That would be good radio.
Get the neighborhood children.
The problem is,
did anyone knock on the door this year?
What?
Did anyone knock on the door this year for the Thanksgiving ball?
No, no.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything about you playing with the children.
Kind of dispersed. My one neighbor.
Do we know him?
So many dispersed.
Listen, here's the thing, though.
Well, our neighbor that we would always play in their backyard, they left with the son.
I wonder why. Here's my thing, though. I'd like to do this radio project, except Mount Juliet is a little far from me.
Yeah.
So I'll send a bus out, bring them over either to the studio or to Brentwood.
You'll send Ricky and West End over to Mount
Juliet. Ricky's crew after they're done putting up my lines.
If I can drive downtown to interview Ryan Mudd and his date on a Saturday night at 11 p.m., big. You can do that.
But you only went to downtown. That's half the voyage. I'll make half the voyage.
Hair Metal Henry is out in that area. Maybe he could be the scout for us. Henry?
Before your complaint, just your summary of your feeling right now about the Predators and this whole thing.
The PG version.
Yeah, get the dump button ready.
The PG version of the Predators and your favorite player.
Well, while I do have this public forum, I would like to apologize to everyone in my section, which I won't divulge that number. When Turris scored the game-tying goal on the power play, I hurled quite a few obscenities, and not at the opposing bench. So here's all I have to say. 7 games with a healthy scratch is not a roster decision. That's a personal issue. If you're putting personal issues above fielding the best possible team on the ice to win a game, hit the bricks. And if history repeats itself, as it usually does, Lavie's expiration date will probably be 2020. So that's all I got to say about that.
Your complaint.
And then I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
No, your complaint today.
Oh, my complaint. Well, you know, it is the season to be miserable looking for Christmas gifts for family. So, my primary complaint is for shopping, and more so about shopping with when the wife takes me. Ladies, how in the world do you wander around aimlessly looking at stuff you're never going to use, never going to buy, and don't need for hours? And hours. You guys ever been to the Hobby Lobby in November or December? It looks like an episode of The Walking Dead with brighter colors. So, and it got me to thinking, you know, Jeff Bezos created Amazon, where a guy could literally get anything he wants in life without ever leaving the house. And for that reason, folks, and that reason alone, is why he does not pay taxes on $11 billion. See you, boy.
See you, Henry.
It's like
Henry.
The Walking Dead with brighter colors. That was a great, great line.
We go up to, let's see, Brian is next up. Brian.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
I wasn't going to call in since I just saw you, but I couldn't help myself. The season for Roll Tide Guy, and by Roll Tide Guy, I use that term to affectionately describe most SEC fans, and I did this to myself, being that I'm an Ohio State fan, living in SEC country, but, you know, I've been hearing for years this take, and it sparked my anger again yesterday when somebody called into one of your competitors' radio shows with the same take. It was that Ohio State would lose 3 or 4 games in the SEC. It's like, I just don't the amount of ignorance when people say these things to me. Like, yes. First of all, Alabama didn't beat a ranked team this year. So thanks for your hot take there, buddy. I just it irks me. So that's all I got for you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Brian. Good to see you, man.
Alabama's best win this year? Tennessee. Beating a 7-5 Tennessee team was their best win all year.
Brian, I got a little news flash for you. This show has no competition.
Boy, that is a great line from Paul. Now, Ohio State, it's a ridiculous argument because Ohio State is great. They might lose a game. If you put them in the SEC West – in that gauntlet, they probably lose one, but they're not losing 3 or 4.
No.
The problem is everybody wants to always take it to extremes. Well, they're not in the SEC, so they'd lose 4 games. No, Ohio State's a great team and a great program. Now, they may lose one more game if given a tougher schedule.
We go to Roy. Hey, Roy.
Hey, guys. My primary complaint is these folks that call in to you guys, and the first thing out of their mouth is, "How you doing?" Which means you guys have to respond to that. And they could care less how you guys are doing. it's just an opening conversation piece that I wish they would come up with a better line, like, thanks for taking my call, or just get right to the point.
I'm all for getting right to it. We cover this every so often. These guys are much more about that chitter chatter.
It's like 2 seconds. It's something people say. It's just a little crutch. It doesn't bother me. 615-737-1045. If you want to jump in, 737-1045. Shane on Twitter says, so PK wants to send a van to pick up kids in the neighborhood that play ball with the grown man that doesn't live there to do an interview. That doesn't sound creepy at all.
No, it's not.
All your thoughts.
You want to talk about creepy, we just had a whole song about Big Bad Chad. I mean, we're starting at creep level 10.
If you
want
to know about creepy, I can talk to you about creepy. It's going to get real creepy up in here.
You're going to do that
Chad is walking around his neighborhood, knocking on the door, asking the children.
I heard the details of that.
Hey, I throw really well. You want to play some catch?
It's real uncomfortable in here.
The details of this will be on a upcoming episode of Elsewhere.
The details of that?
Yeah. Your special guest, Chad Withrow,
which has been contemplating for 3 months. But it's not going to take place.
Hiram.
I don't know that this high-level clearance is the problem.
This is like me getting Simon a gift. It'll never happen. Buying something for him.
You've promised him a Mexico jersey for years. Yep. But we know what happens.
I'll get it when he's done.
Podcasts are unfiltered,
Mr.
right?
Mr. Cash Register.
Unfiltered.
Over there.
I want him to enjoy it for as long as possible, so I'll get Simon the soccer jersey when he's fully grown.
Hiram, what's up?
Once we've forgotten about it.
My complaint is going to a WWE event and Vince McMahon needs to try to find out who did it. A person in the front row, somebody dropped their camera, or a girl did, and a guy picked it up for her, and somebody had steel-toed shoes, and they stepped on her hand, and he got hurt, and he had to leave. And they need to find out who did it and give him free tickets because it ain't good for a female to get hurt. The person retrieved the camera, but he got hurt. Giving the camera back. Thanks.
It's quite a
steel-toed
epic story. David, boots. Do you need to fill us in on that, or are we just
Reed, what did
on?
You do? You stepped on a girl's hand?
No, steel-toed boots are required if you're going to a WWE event. Speaking of which, last night, so you know how they do the air horn in between intermissions?
Who did you see?
So they're coming into the third period, and they're getting ready to crank the air raid siren, and I hear the PA announcer go, please welcome NASCAR legend Jeff Jarrett. And I thought, well, he just misspoke because the NASCAR awards are in town. He meant Dale Jarrett. No, he meant Jeff Jarrett and referred to him as NASCAR legend.
He drives well, doesn't he?
But I have no reason to believe that he does.
You never gone for a ride with him?
I've seen him pull into a
NASCAR
parking lot.
NASCAR legend Jeff Jarrett.
He's seen him pull into a parking lot. There you go. NASCAR
legend. He didn't hit me.
Did he take a left?
Good thing.
Did he take a left?
So spoke with Double J, and in fact, he said, you know what? A lot of people have been asking me, when am I going to get to hit Paul with a guitar?
It's still happening.
So later on today, I'm going to have a phone conversation, and we're going to see when we can hit Paul with a guitar.
Get that cardboard revved up.
You
have to unfold the cardboard and tape it up from the inside to make it look real.
Just know this all went to a great cause.
It's great.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society
people
benefits.
People should be earning interest on
Paul, win. We all win.
Paul has been concussed for a lot less.
That's right. That's true. When that kid buried his shoulder into my face at Newman Academy or Newman Prep, I didn't make any money for charity on that.
I was talking about the guy who beat you down outside the studio.
You know what you did make? Rutgers Prep Hall of Fame.
That's right. Take a hit like that. You deserve it.